She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It sure is. Phone lines blew up, but it looks like Amy was the first one in. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us on and calling in. We really appreciate it.
I listen every morning.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much. Well, tell us about you. Who is Amy?
Executive assistant. I got two kids, and I get to listen to you guys every morning when I take my daughter's or my boss's daughter to school.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What do you do for fun?
I like to try new restaurants and just hang out with my kids and husband. My kids are 2 and 4, so I am just always trying to find something that doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
Yes.
Yeah. You should see Katie's face right now. She went,
the two and the four. I love when they're that little. Like, they need a lot from you, but they're so cuddly. They still love you.
Oh, my gosh. So cuddly.
And you still have, like, full control.
Yes.
You know, they're safe under your roof.
Well, they still want to hold your hand, and they love their mommy. And that's what I love about the 2 and 4 stage. Because then it's like 13 and they're like, nah.
Amy, Katie, you listen to the show. Katie's got an older daughter, baby Nana.
She's 22 now.
So to get that hand-holding feeling, sometimes she makes me hold her hands after the show. It's the weirdest
thing.
That's
adorable.
Just for 5 seconds. Like, just 5 seconds, it's fine.
Just from the studio to our office, I have to hold her hand. It's the weirdest thing. So, anyway.
I hope your HR's not listening.
Well, we're just holding hands.
Hold my hand, too.
I'm not sticking my tongue in her mouth, Amy.
Wow. All right.
He's coming in hot today.
Jeez Louise. Okay, Amy, would you like to play Katie Crush?
I would love to play Katie Crush. Thank you.
All right. Okay. You want to say anything to her before you bounce?
I know major minutia, so you better bring it, okay? Mm. Let's go, Amy.
I'll bring it. I got my 2 cups of coffee. I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's go.
A couple ladies are fired up
Good
today.
Luck.
All right, she's leaving the room. Amy, I will give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because, like I said, she's a wicked diva.
That's okay.
She's in a room where she can't hear, and I come up with the questions. Let's see how you do today, Amy. Here's your first question. You might know this one with little kids. What was Disney's first full-length computer animated film?
Toy Story.
Putting you down for Toy Story. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we get Katie back in here. Here's your second question. CK1 was the signature scent of what fashion designer?
Let's say DKNY, Donna Karen.
DKNY made CK1. All right, here is your third question.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Can I go back?
Nope, I'm totally sorry.
Gosh dang it. Okay.
Although it's Friday, I'm feeling really kind today, Amy.
I think she misheard you.
What do you want to say besides DKNY?
I think it makes sense that it would be Calvin Klein, obviously.
All right, I'm putting you down for Calvin Klein.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Love you, mean it. Okay, third question. What are the names of Donald Duck's 3 nephews?
Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey. Dewey, what a horrible name to have.
No.
All right. They're ducks. That's fine.
This one's going to be a little more difficult. I need you to give me the names of all 5 Spice Girls. Now, not their real name, but their spice name. Give me all 5.
Posh, Sporty, Baby. I only know 4. I'm sorry. I'm a late millennial.
That's all right. And you only got 3.
3.
So we'll put you down for 3.
Oh.
It's all right. 5th and final question. Who was the original host of America's Funniest Home Videos?
I got nothing.
Put you down for a hard pass on that one. How do you feel like you did, Amy?
I think Katie's probably going to beat me, but I had fun.
You're already like, it was just fun to participate.
Good attitude.
I'm just excited to be here.
We're excited to talk to you, too,
absolutely.
Amy.
Absolutely. You've been great. All right, Katie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, here's your first question for Katie Crush. What was Disney's first full-length computer animated film?
Oh, that was in the 90s, right? I would have to say, I'm going to go with Bug's Life. I think that might have been the first
final
one.
Answer?
Yeah.
No!
Oh, no! Which one was it?
Toy Story. Amy, you got that one.
Oh, I thought that was too easy. Smack talking already.
Hells yeah. Good job, Amy. All right, Katie. CK1 was the signature scent of what fashion designer?
Oh, this is Calvin Klein. Remember from Clueless?
And Amy, I won't tell you what you said, but she backpedaled a little bit and got it right.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Josh was right. I misheard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. You got it right. All right. Katie, third question here. What are the names of Donald Duck's three nephews?
Huey, Louie, Dewey.
You both said it in the weirdest way. Because for me, forever, it's always just been Huey, Dewey, and Louie. But you both said...
Yeah, that's how you're supposed
Huey,
to say it, huh?
Huey, Louie, and Dewey, you were both right.
Okay.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah. Yes.
It's all right. You both got that one. Well done. Okay, this one's kind of long. I would need you to name the five Spice Girls by their spice name, not their real name.
Scary, Sporty, Posh, Baby, and Ginger, and Pumpkin.
You funny. Sadly, Amy, you did like three of them. Wasn't it like Posh, Sporty, and another one? But anyway, you didn't get it right.
That's okay.
Oh, darn it. All right, fifth and final question for Katie Crush.
Okay.
Who was the original host of America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, Tom, what was his last name again? Tom B-d-d-d-d.
Tom B-d-d-d-d?
Tom
well, good old Tom B-d-d-d-d-d.
Well, I forgot his. What is his last name?
Are you talking about Tom Bergeron?
Yes.
Is that who you're going
yes,
with?
Yes,
goodness.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Is that who you're going with?
Yes, I couldn't. No. Oh, it's not even right?
And Amy passed on that one. It was Bob Saget, you guys.
Oh, he was the first one?
Danny Tanner.
He was
May
the
he
first,
rest.
Though?
Hells to the yes, oh. Bob Saget was the OG.
Man.
On AFG or AFV.
Ugh. I knew that.
No, you didn't.
When you said it, I did.
Now,
yeah, exactly.
Amy, now you're just lying.
It's all coming back to us now.
Well, from my calculations, it is a tie. That means Katie wins.
Hey,
goes to me. Oh, why do I not feel as good about this one, though? Right?
Like, because I'm a sweetheart.
You are a
sad.
Sweetheart, Amy.
You are
I really
sweetheart.
Like you. Like,
damn it, Katie.
I know.
I don't like this. Ties go to Katie.
I mean, we've got the tickets.
I have been feeling this way all Friday. I've been in a good mood, and I've been really happy with all of our listeners today. Amy, and you just said that you like to look for things that are affordable because you're a busy mom and you got kids. I don't even care. I'm giving you the prize today.
Yay!
Woohoo!
You are the bomb biggity.
Right?
Oh,
correct.
Right about that.
He's wearing cat's pajamas. I love it.
Correct. I'm wearing pajamas made out of cats.
Oh.
Oh, I misunderstood. Amy, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold. Go have some fun on us. For God's sakes, have a date night. Get a sitter. And you and the Hubs go out and get a movie on us, okay?
Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for
Thanks,
having us
Amy.
On.
Thanks, Amy. Good job.
Oh,
that was fun.
So nice.
I'm glad you gave it to her because she deserves a night out. You know, mom, little itty bitties, like, go have a good time.